Turn with me, if you would, back to Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40. Let's read verses 9 to 11 again. O Zion, that bringest good tidings. And that means those who tell good tidings to Zion. Get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and shall carry them in his bosom. That sounds so nice to me. That sounds so, so nice to me. I want the Lord Jesus Christ to be my shepherd. I really do. I sincerely do. I think about scriptures that say he will give you the desires of your heart. If any of us have that desire, he put it there. We don't take credit. We don't boast in anything. But I want the Lord Jesus Christ to be my shepherd. I want him to feed me. I cannot feed myself. I cannot feed you. You know, the command is, if you love me, feed my sheep. Peter knew he couldn't feed anybody. I cannot feed. I can't even feed myself. He must feed. He must do all the feeding. And I want, by his grace, I want him to feed me. I want him to feed my soul. I want him to lead me. You know, there's a time in every person's life when they don't want anybody to lead them but themselves. I'll lead myself, thank you. I'm past that. I'm over that. Honestly. I want him to lead me. I don't want to take one step without him moving my foot. I want him to carry me through this life. That's what I want. I want him to carry me through this life. This very difficult life. I want him to carry me all the way home. That's what I want. If the Lord is willing, in just a moment, we're going to close this service with the song, Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us. That song is a prayer. If you think about it, that song is a prayer. That song is the crying out of a desire. It's a request from God's people to him. Just listen to these words. I'm going to quote this song to you and see if this is not the desire and the request of your heart. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures. Where's that? It's the pleasant pastures of his word. the very, very pleasant pastures of His Word. In Thy pleasant pastures, feed us, feed me Your Word, by Your Spirit, through Your means. Feed me Your Word. In Thy pleasant pastures, feed us, for our use, please, Thy folds prepare. Even us, let Thy blessing fall on us. Prepare a place for us. That thief on the cross said, Lord, prepare a place for me. When You enter into Your kingdom, remember me. Blessed Jesus, blessed Lord Jesus, Thou hast bought us, Thine we are. You bought us. You paid for us. And we belong to You. What did He buy us with? His own precious blood. We belong to You. Thou hast bought us, Thine we are. The prayer continues by saying, we are Thine, do Thou befriend us. O friend of sinners, do Thou befriend us. Be the guardian of our way. Keep Thy flock from sin, the sin of unbelief. You know, our Lord said, all manner of sin shall be forgiven, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, the sin of unbelief. Keep Thy flock, keep us from unbelief. Keep Thy flock from that great sin. Defend us from that. Seek us when we go astray, not if, seek us. This is what I want. When I go astray, would You please seek me? Blessed Jesus, blessed Lord Jesus, hear us when we pray. Please hear me. Please give me a heart to cry out to You in sincerity. Not just with lip service, Lord. Put a prayer in my heart. Cause my tongue to speak it. And then please hear me and answer me. The song goes on to say, Thou hast promised to receive us. Poor and sinful though we be, Thou hast mercy to relieve us. I tell you what mercy does for me. It relieves me. It relieves me. All of that, all of my wrong, everything I am, everything that stacks up against me, and I think, why am I thus? You know the relieving factor? Mercy in the blood. Thank God for the blood. There's no fixing this. Thank God for the blood. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. So blessed Jesus, blessed Lord Jesus, early let us turn to Thee. Early in life, early in the trial, early in the morning, early every morning. Let us turn to Thee. Not I will turn to Thee. Would You please let me? Turn me and I'll be turned. Early let us seek Thy favor. Early let us do Thy will. What is His will? Bow to the Son. Kiss the Son. Hear Him. Believe on Him. Trust Him. Look to Him. Follow Him. Lord, early let us do Thy will. Let me bow to You. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with Thy love, our hearts, souls, innermost beings fill. Blessed Jesus, blessed Lord Jesus, Thou hast loved us. Love us still. Would You love me still? You think about that. Would You please still love me? Even though I'm still what I am. I'm still that same sinner I always was. Would You still love me? That's what I want. I want for You to please still love me. Thou hast loved us, love us still. Now, honestly, is that our prayer to Him? That is the desire of our heart. That's the request that we cry out to Him. We want Him to be our shepherd. I want you to be my shepherd. We want Him to lead us. We want Him to feed us. We want Him to carry us in His arm all the way home. I want to enter all the way in. Lord, carry me all the way home. Don't leave me in the way. That is honestly what I want. That is honestly the request and desire of my heart. I know it is yours too. I know it is. And we all know that the reason that is the request and the desire is because He put it there. We know that. We know that. We give thanks for that. And the comforting promise of His word is that desire that He put there. I could read the song again. This request we're making to Him. This is our heart's cry to You. That desire that His people have because He put it there. That cry that He has caused His people to request from Him. That is exactly what He's going to do for them. He put it there because that's what He's going to do for them. Everything they're crying, please let this be. That's what it's going to be for them. Look with me, if you would, at Isaiah 46, just a few pages over. Isaiah 46, verse 3 says, "Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, all of my chosen people, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age, I am He. And even to gray hairs." He's saying, I formed you in the belly. I brought you forth. I separated you from your mother's womb. And even then, before I formed you in the belly, all the way up to gray hair, verse 4, even to your old age, I am He. And even to gray hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. That's the promise of His pleasant pastures to His people. That's pleasant pastures. He said, I will care for you and I will carry you all the way home. That relieves my soul. If the Lord, well, I wiped your slate clean, now don't do it again. If the Lord left me alone, I'd be so torn all to pieces. But He said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to hold you in my arm. Carry you all the way home. Back in chapter 40, if you look back at chapter 40, I have always looked at the last three words of verse 9. As warning words of judgment. That's how I've always read these words. Warning words of judgment to an unbelieving world. And they are. Behold your God. Behold your God. This is a cry of judgment to an unbelieving world. Look at verse 3. Isaiah 40 verse 3 says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, Every dark place is going to be made known, brought into the light. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. All of my self-righteous pride is going to be cut down. The crooked shall be made straight. The rough places planed off. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The Lord our God is coming back in judgment to bring absolute justice on all flesh. All of mankind, because of its sin, all have sinned. Verse 6, the voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All of God's people cry, amen. All the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. The promise of his just punishment on this unbelieving world will come to pass. The warning goes out to all flesh. Behold your God. He's coming. Behold your God. I've always seen those three words at the end of verse 9 as words of warning and judgment, and they are. But in entering to what this green pasture is actually saying, when I was reading this week, verse 9 says it is good tidings. That's what it says. Verse 9 says, O Zion, that bringest good tidings, good news. Get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. For God's people, those who were chosen to be redeemed, chosen to be redeemed, chosen to be plucked from the brand, chosen to be spared, those who the Savior came to save, those who have been given this faith. You know, if we believe on him, we are such a blessed people. By grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Those who have received faith that believes on him, and faith that believes on his blood. Not our works, but his blood. What an amazing gift that is, that God works in his people. Outside of Christ, these are words of warning and judgment, but to those who are in Christ, sheep in his fold, like he's talking about right here, what words of comfort. What words of comfort to those who are lambs in his arm. You know, you think about a lamb being in the arm of the shepherd, very, very small, one who can't get away, you know, and he's just kicking and struggling and this and that, but he's still in the arm of the shepherd. And that's what we do. We're just all worried and kicking and struggling. And the cry is, just look up. Look at his face. You're in the arm of the shepherd. You're being carried. Behold your God. Look to your God. What words of comfort to all of his little sheep. His green pasture of rest cries, behold your God. If you need comfort, and if you need peace, and if you need security, behold your God. Look at verse 1. It says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Speak to their heart. And cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The war is over. Your sin debt is paid. And abundant mercy and abundant grace and abundant favor and abundant kindness and abundant compassion, abundant love, abundant tenderness to a double portion has all been given to you. Just behold your God. That's glad tidings. To all of his sheep, the shepherd says, this is what the shepherd says, where your sin has abounded toward me, my favor and my grace has much more abounded toward you in a double portion. Turn with me over to Luke 15. Luke 15, verse 3 says, "And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them?" Aren't you so thankful that one is not so insignificant that it's worthy to be lost? Well, we only lost one. That's a casualty of the war. If he loses one of them. He goes on to say, "Doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it." Thank God for the perseverance of the Savior. Thank God for the faithfulness of Christ. Verse 5 says, "And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost." We say to him, honestly, we say to him, "Lord, prone to wander, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." That's what we say to him. And he says to us, "Every time you do, I will seek you, I will find you, and I will carry you home." Every time you do. "Lord, I'm just so prone to wander off. I'm so prone to run away." Every time you do, "I'll seek you, I'll find you, I'll carry you home. I will lay you on my shoulders and carry you. I won't whip you back home. I'll lay you on my shoulders and I'll carry you home." And while we're riding back on his shoulders with great joy in our hearts, we'll give him all the glory and we'll tell everybody that we pass, "He sought me, he found me, and he's carrying me home." That's what's happening to me right now. He sought me, he found me, he bought me, he redeemed me, he quickened me, and right now he is carrying me back home. Isn't that what we say right now, right here? We are literally being carried home. In our sin, we are such wandering sheep. Man. And he's so good to us. Good tidings. Go with me back to Isaiah 40. I'll be quick. Isaiah 40. Verse 9 says, "O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come." Christ himself. Do you notice that capital L, lowercase O-R-D? The Lord God, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him." Isaiah 52 says, "The Lord hath made bare his holy arm." Christ himself. He is coming in judgment. He's coming in his reigning power, but he's coming for his people. He is coming to gather his people. He will come for us to gather us. I cannot wait. I have to wait, but I'm looking really forward to it. He will come to gather us. He came the first time to redeem us. He came the first time to die on the cross that he might redeem us from all of this filthy sin. Wipe that slate clean. Make us worthy and acceptable to stand in his presence again. That's why he came the first time. This second time, he's coming back to take us home. That's what he's going to do. He will come to gather us with his arm and to carry us in his bosom all the way home. Verse 10 says, "Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him." What is it? His work is before him. What is it? Verse 11, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." We want the Lord Jesus Christ to be our shepherd, don't we? We want him to be our shepherd. We just want him to feed us and lead us and carry us through this life. Lord, carry me through this life. That is our desire. It's our desire that you would just carry us all the way home. Please carry us all the way home. And this is his promise to us. Go with me to Luke chapter 12. That's our desire, and this is his promise to us. Luke chapter 12, verse 32 says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Fear not, little flock of sheep. He is going to lead you. If that's the Father's will, that's what shall be done. Thy will be done. What is his will? He's going to lead you. He's going to feed you. He's going to carry you all the way home. And I'm closing because I don't want to run too long. But John 10, let me just read to you. Our Lord said in John 10, verse 14, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. They hear my voice, they follow me." He said, "As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." And I'm telling you, that is going to be a happy, happy fold. That is going to be a fold of love. That is going to be a fold of peace. It's going to be a fold of joy. All we're going to do as sheep is just rub up next to each other, huddle together, run to the Savior, run to the shepherd, hear his voice, follow him. What would you like to do for all eternity? Follow him. Wherever he walks, we'll just follow him. A glorious, happy fold. He said in John 17, "Father, I will that where I am, they may be also, so that they can behold my glory." What will we do? We will behold the glory of the shepherd. It'll all be about the shepherd. That's what heaven is. It's a glorious fold where everything is about the shepherd. And he said, "I'm going to bring my people into it. I must bring them in. Lord, bring it to pass. Come quickly, please. Come quickly. We are his sheep." This is what Psalm 100 says. "We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. So let's enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Let's be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Lord, let it endure to us. All right, let's all stand together.